Today, the 15th day of Tammuz, is the yard site of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, a tzaddik revered across the spectrum of Klal Yisrael. His Torah, especially his commentary on Chumash, is studied passionately by both Sfardim and Ashkenazim, by Rashi Yeshiva and Chassidish Rebbes alike. So let me share with you a powerful insight from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on this week's parsha. Bilam, the Gentile prophet, hired to curse Klal Yisrael, looks out at the encampment of the Jewish people and experiences a fleeting moment of clarity, a moment of truth. And in that moment, he utters words of deep yearning. Tamais nafshi mois yisharim. Let me die the death of the yisharim, the death of the upright. So who are the yisharim? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, these are our Aves HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are called yisharim because of their moral integrity, their inner nobility, and their unwavering devotion to Hashem. In fact, the Ramban writes that Sefer Bereishis, which chronicles the story of the Avos, is called Sefer HaYashar, the Book of the Upright. Bilam yearned to die like the Avos. He said, "V'hi achrisi kamoyu, my end should be like theirs." He wanted to share in their eternal reward. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says something so profound. Bilam was willing to die like a Jew. He was willing to die al Kiddush Hashem, but he had no interest in living al Kiddush Hashem. Dying al Kiddush Hashem is far easier than living a life of constant sanctification. The challenges of living as a Jew with consistency, with humility, with Mesiras Nefesh are far greater than the challenge of a single moment of martyrdom. The Akedah, as we know, was Avram's Nisayon. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Asara Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu Va'amad Makulam. Hashem tested Avram 10 times and he passed them all with flying colors. And the Akedah was his most supreme test. But the question is, why wasn't it Yitzchak's Nisayon as well? Yitzchak was 37 years old at the time and he was the one to be bound and offered. And the answer is, because for Yitzchak, it would have been a one-time act of self-sacrifice. But for Avram, it meant living with the pain every single day, living with the memory, living with the emotional burden of nearly sacrificing his only son. That is the challenge of living al Kiddush Hashem, a test that never ends. The Nesiv Shalom points out something fascinating. Most mitzvahs are limited in time. Some are once in a lifetime, like Bris Milah or Pidyon HaBen. Some are annual, like Matzah, Lulav, Shofar. Some are daily, like Tefillin, Tzitzis, or Kriya Shema. But the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is constant. V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael applies 24/7. At home, in shul, at the office, on the road, in the gym. Every action is either a Kiddush Hashem or Chas v'Shalom, the opposite. Rabbi Yashav Zatzal once said that every generation has its own unique avodah. In earlier times, it was dying al Kiddush Hashem. But in our generation, with all of its spiritual confusion and distractions, the challenge is to live al Kiddush Hashem. Shehei Shem Shemaim Mis'ahev al Yadcha. That the name of Hashem should become beloved through you. That people should look at a Jew and say, what a life. A life of ethics, a life of morality, and faith, and meaning. I want to live that way too. Bilam said, I want to die like a Jew. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, if you don't want to live like a Jew, you will never die like one. So on the yard site of this holy tzaddik, Rabbi Nechayim ben Reb Moshe ibn Atar, light a candle, say a kapitel Tehillim, do a mitzvah le'ili nishmasai, and he will be melitz yosher, and he will poil ois, yeshuas, for all of us. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.